This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, joining us now, and he's probably out there making people nervous, from the great Tar Heel state of North Carolina, he is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He is the author of Rules for Anti-Radicals. I'm talking, of course, about Paul Vallone. How are you, sir?
Very good. You think I'm making people nervous? I can't imagine that.
I hope so. You made Tom Tillis nervous, didn't you?
One of many.
I think that's pretty funny that you made him nervous. I have to admit. Now, I've got a question for you. Right now, politics seems like it is a sport surrounded by spectators, except the guys playing within the sport are completely unaware of the spectators. They don't know what the spectators are doing. You got one side that's actually burning things down, and just the other day, and somewhere I don't remember what was it in Texas. I don't remember. Anyway, you had a drag queen occasion going on somewhere, and you had armed Antifa out in front of it. And we got the left out there like that. Then on the other hand, we got the right. And instead of, I really wish I was in Congress in some capacity, because every time they went after Trump, I'd be looking for a TV camera. I'd make Eric Swalwell look like an introverted fool. And they're not doing anything. So as we're trying to be anti-radicals out here, what are some observations that you're making right now of the political game as it's unfolding? Because this is turning into an election season unlike any I've seen.
You're right about that. And, I've never underestimated the capacity of Republicans to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. You mentioned earlier that, Mitch McConnell is talking about how they might not win back control of the Senate. I think the phrase was, Senate races are different. They're statewide. Candidate quality has a lot to do with outcome. So right. I guess he doesn't like the quality of Senate candidates. And by the way, thank you for tipping me off for that one. I missed that one.
Okay.
You know, back in the 1990s, when I first met a columnist from the Washington Times, his name was Samuel Francis. Unfortunately, he's now deceased. But I met him at a Council of Conservative Citizens luncheon, and he opened his remarks to the luncheon by saying, and I quote, "Our political system is anchored by two dominant parties, the stupid party and the evil party. And occasionally, in the spirit of bipartisanship, they produce legislation which is both stupid and evil." So, I guess I can say never underestimate the capacity of the stupid party for doing what the stupid party does best. And that, of course, is not putting the phalanx up like the Democrats do and holding off intruders. Instead, we insist on, because conservatives are independent-minded people, we insist on arguing among ourselves instead of facing the real threat, which is the left. And I'm not entirely sure what to do about that, except that I do believe that people should engage in what Senator H.L. Richardson, you know, Gun Owners of California, Gun Owners of America, one of the founder, he called it confrontational politics. We can't compromise with these people. Compromise, as they define it, is a process in which we lose less than we would have lost under their original proposal, but we still lose.
Right.
And we seem, you know, the Republicans seem determined to be reasonable. I mean, well, we had, Maryland Governor Hogan, Larry Hogan, a Republican and Rhino, said that, and I quote, "There's no question we see some signs of authoritarianism as in members of his own party." Okay? What kind of an idiot is this? Do we really think the authoritarianism comes from our side?
What I mean, I would love to know what he thinks that the authoritarianism is. I mean, right now, I think there's going to be more armed IRS agents than we have currently serving in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah.
They're actually in the the combat arms in the Marine Corps.
Armed IRS agents, yeah. By the way. Armed IRS agents.
Of course,
so
there's another. I don't know if
they shoot you, I guess.
Did you know one thing about them, though? They have one stat that is really interesting. I don't know if you heard this or not. They accidentally discharge their weapons more than they actually discharge them on purpose for any particular reason.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You know, do they need, you know, firearms for IRS agents? I often tell people the funniest thing. I mean, this weaponization of federal agencies and turn and militarization of them started back in the Clinton administration. And when I was an airline captain back in the 1990s, I used to see the firearms boarding passes of some of these, you know, federal agents. And the one I kept as a souvenir was when I got a firearm boarding pass from a representative of the Department of Education. Okay?
Oh, and why? Okay, so did you get a chance to ask the member of the Department of Education, "Listen, pal, you know, I'm just curious. Since your life is in my hands, maybe you'll share with me. Why do you got to be strapped there, dude? What is it? I mean, you know."
Learn or die, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But what we're seeing right now, when we see Biden calling, you know, 70 million Trump supporters fascists, because we all know there's no such thing as semi-fascist. You're either a fascist, you're not. So
I've been wanting to know what a semi-fascist is. What is a semi-fascist?
I'm not sure anybody's ever come up with a definition for that. But, you know, that's Uncle Joe. I'm not sure he knows what he's saying. He knows what his handlers told him to say, and he kind of parrots it as best he can.
Listen, I used to watch Petticoat Junction, so don't call him Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe was a great man. I call him Grandpa Badfinger.
Well, if it's any help, I call Stalin Uncle Joe, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So that's a classification. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
But what we're seeing out of the left as they're starting to use the F word, the fascist word, we're seeing a standard tactic a leftist tactic that I describe in my book. I think they learned it from the Soviet Union because they used to do it all the time. I call it preemptive accusation. And what they do is to accuse you of doing exactly what they are doing.
Yeah.
And they do it because it puts you on the defensive. When you say, "No, it's you who's doing this," it sounds like that old child's argument, "I know you are, but what am I?" You know, and it puts you on the defensive. What we really need to do is to take a look at who the real fascists are here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I tell you what, hang on for me if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Paul has a book out called Rules for Anti-Fascists. You can find this book Anti-Radicals. I'm sorry. I've got fascists on the right. Rules for Anti-Radicals. And this is taking the rules that they try to apply to you and reflecting that back at them and making them live by it. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. When we get back, more of this conundrum we find ourselves in with Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Radical.com. Speaking with Paul Vallone, he is the author of Rules for Anti-Radicals. He's the head of Grassroots North Carolina. He is the one of the, if he's not the most, he is in the top two most effective state Second Amendment advocates out there that you're going to find. I don't know who number one or number two would be. I don't know who would be in front of you. But I've got a question for you. So, like, my senior senator is Lindsey Graham, and he told some magazine or some interview.
I'm sorry.
He was doing. Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah. So he told some magazine that if they try to indict Trump, that there's going to be riots in the streets. Now, on the one hand, I sit back and, I mean, I kind of think that might be true. And let me give my explanation for this. The left uses a lot of different avatars to just describe people that don't go along with their program. Gun owner being one of them. Gun owner being one of them. So if you're a gun owner, you must be a fascist. If you support Trump, you must be a fascist. It's all this other stuff. So when he got out there and said that, on the one hand, I thought that was pretty stupid of him to say that. And on the other hand, I was sort of like, wow, he finally gets off script.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, after the raid on Mar-a-Lago and the day after that when some malcontent attacked the FBI office in Cincinnati and threats are coming in, you know, on social media to the FBI, and Merrick Garland is out there denouncing, you know, everybody. I wrote a blog entitled No Need for Apologies, and telling our people not to apologize, because the bottom line is that all of the violence to date has come from the left. The burning of cities, the riots, the murders, the torching of the pro-life clinics, everything has come from the left. And the fact is, you can only poke the bear so many times before the bear wakes up and eats you. And they've started this stuff. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if there were riots, should they indict Trump or something along those lines, because, quite frankly, our people have had enough. And they have seen the true fascists. You know, they want to call us fascists, but they're the true fascists.
Sure.
They have started militarizing and weaponizing federal agencies starting during the Clinton administration. You know who one of the first was? Under Barack Obama, we had the IRS denying tax-exempt status to Tea Party and conservative organizations, one of
right.
whom was, remember Catherine Engelbrecht?
Vaguely.
She's the founder of True the Vote, okay? They sick not only the IRS on her, but also the FBI, OSHA, and ATF.
OSHA.
Well, eventually she overcame that. Yeah, OSHA. I'm not sure how that worked, but I saw her speak at Civitas. Actually, I went to her breakout seminar at the Civitas Conservative Leadership Conference one year. And she founded True the Vote, which you may be familiar with because they documented the ballot mules and the trafficking of absentee ballots illegally in the 2020 elections, and that eventually became the movie, the Dinesh D'Souza movie, 2000 Mules.
Right.
Okay, but they tried to neutralize her early on using the IRS. Then we had in 2016, we had the FBI abusing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which I think never should have been passed, and unfortunately that was a George W. Bush thing. But they abused it by lying on the FISA warrant applications to spy on Carter Page and through him to Donald Trump, even after Donald Trump was elected and in office. Then we had the Department of Homeland Security ignoring a year of violent riots by Antifa and BLM. They submitted a report, a national strategy for dealing with domestic terrorism, from what it defined as domestic violent extremists. Well, guess who those were? You, me.
Right.
The people they want to define as white supremacists and militia violent extremists. Okay? It goes on. I mean, last October, Department of Justice, in an apparent response to the National School Board Association to invoke the Patriot Act against parents who had the audacity to stand up to schools pushing critical race theory and sexualizing their children. So they threatened to have the FBI investigate them. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Most recently, I guess I'm a militia violent extremist because I use symbols according to the FBI anyways, because the Project Veritas got secret, the leaked documents. And anybody who uses the symbol 2A or the Gadsden flag or the Betsy Ross flag, these are militia violent extremists.
Yeah. Well,
all of this is an attempt to redefine, to silence you by defining you as an extremist, when in fact we're the people trying to hold the line on American society. They're the extremists. They're the nutcases changing things.
Well, let's see. I don't want you to answer this question, so it's going to be a long question. I want you to answer it in the next segment because you're going to run out of time.
Okay.
So here's the thing that I see. This is the thing I see. So you've got Antifa arming up, which is hilarious. They are absolute LARPers. They don't know anything about what they're doing or why they do it a certain way. They're just copying the pictures. I have seen the John Brown Gun Club line up on a cardboard box at 20 feet and miss it with a firing line. And most of the people on the firing line didn't actually have real weapons. I've seen them stand around and be at low ready, aiming at their comrades' kneecaps. Or maybe they're high ready, aiming at their jaw. I don't know. Anyway, so my question becomes this. At some point, they're going to do something that is going to be outrageously violent, and they're going to hurt somebody, or they're going to... I mean, they've already shown their hand. So when we get to that point, and some of us know what hyperviolence means. Hyperviolence is a very bad thing. Some of us know how to employ that like a tool like a craftsman tool set. So when we bring that to the front, if they force us to do that, where do you think that would go? You think about that. We'll get his answer when we get back. Talking to Paul Vallone, this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Almost 170,000 residents of Jackson, Mississippi are without clean water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves explains the biggest priority is getting running water, even if they have to sacrifice quality standards.
We've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs. We're going to need electricians and mechanics and divers and other skilled operators to complete all of this work.
He advises the public to boil water first if they must use it. Former President Trump's request for a special master to review documents taken from his Mar-a-Lago estate will have to wait. The judge in the case won't make a ruling today after a hearing was held on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Border Patrol is taking another large group of illegal immigrants into custody. Agents apprehended around 100 suspected illegal immigrants this week when they tried to climb over a fence on the U.S.-Mexico border in California. There were 79 single adults, 18 family members, and 3 unaccompanied minors from 12 different countries, including Somalia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says more than 145,000 illegal immigrants have been taken into custody in the San Diego sector so far this fiscal year. More than 44,000 were from countries other than Mexico. Initial jobless claims are down. Claims filed in the week ending August 27th fell to 232,000. The previous week saw 237,000 initial claims filed. President Biden will be delivering a 20 to 30 minute primetime address from Philadelphia tonight. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make your quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Paul Vallone. He is the author of Rules for Anti-Radicals. He is the head of Grassroots North Carolina. Before we went to break, I proffered a sort of a loaded question to him. Have we still got Paul? Because I don't hear him turned up.
Am I here? Hello?
Oh, yeah. You're here now. There you go.
There we go. Okay. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
I don't mind loaded questions. First, a moment of shameless self-promotion. They can get the book at rulesforantiradicals.com, rulesforantiradicals.com, or on Amazon if they really want to deal with Amazon. But, you know, that's up to them. Your question. Now, your question was that basically when the left does something stupid and violent, you know, with all these socialist rifle associations and all this other crap, what's going to happen next, I guess? Well, I know what should happen.
Yep.
What should happen is that the media denounces them, the FBI investigates them and arrests them, and they put a stop to the nonsense. But we've seen, unfortunately, that the left has a great capacity for hypocrisy, for double standards, and what would likely happen is that they would try to bury it. And the next question that happens is, what happens then? Well, you ever read the novel or see the series Terminal Effect?
No, I have not.
It's about a special forces operator, a SEAL, as a matter of fact, former SEAL, who gets pushed into a situation where he pretty much has to clean house. Right. I'm afraid that's what will probably happen. Not that I advocate that. And I don't advocate, especially because that will then cause the administration to turn the screws using the FBI, ATF, and whoever else they can, Department of Homeland Security, declaring us all terrorists and whatnot.
Let's go with that crazy scenario to where they, and I listen, I don't doubt that they would do that, but the problem becomes, we tried to lock down Afghanistan for 20 years. Mm-hmm. We went in there with the highest technically advanced military at the time, and then we had various generations of evolution in equipment, tactics, uniforms, weapons, all this other stuff. And Afghanistan's about the size of Texas, and when we went in there, there's about 30,000 hardcore Taliban there. Most of them had no teeth. If you'd shown them a toilet, they wouldn't know what it was. They lived in caves, and we could not lock them down. When the they've been in a state of guerrilla war for decades, so for them it was just a walk in the park.
Centuries.
So I mean, I'm just going back to the time of the Soviet occupation. I know there's been a lot of stuff happening there, but
graveyard of empires, right?
Yes. So I mean, that's facing those guys. When you got 20 some odd million veterans of various degrees of viability walking around. And you've got, how people get out there, there's 100 million gun owners. We've had 100 million gun owners now for decades. That number never moves. Plus, just like the 300 million guns that are out there right now. That never moves either. I think that there's probably, and I've seen some numbers that get out there and say there's 550 million guns, and maybe 150 million gun owners. So if 10% of us decided to show up and say, you know what, this is tyranny. And we, you know, they and get involved in this when they declare us all. If they're going to, if they're going to declare us terrorists and bring the screws with it that comes with that, at that point we really have no choice but to take them up on the offer, don't we?
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I'm doing my dead level best to avoid that. That's why I encourage people to be politically active so that we don't have to go there. Because when you go that route, people are going to lose things, okay? The framers lost things.
Yeah.
Okay? Lives, property, family, it all goes down the crapper. And so, I just tell people, get politically active so we don't have to go there. But if that happens, I all bets are off. I mean, you know, I laugh and say red states, blue states, divide them up, start over, put a wall between, on the east side of California. I'd love to tell you there's an easy solution, but if it keeps going the way it's going right now, it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, I mean, I totally agree with you. The thing about, I think an armed shooting hot civil war would be over with relatively quick. I don't think it would last a month. Because too many people out there understand what logistics means. And they would go after the logistics of all of the... If somebody comes to me and says, what are you going to do? I'm going to be like, well, I'm going after the logistics of all the population centers. I'm going after the logistics for D.C. And then we take their logistics from them, plunge them into darkness, let them begin to eat their vermin or each other or whichever comes first. But when all that's done, you know, that's going to be less than a month. And then what? Because while they're out there calling what happened January 6th the insurrection, right? Every time they call them that, I think, have you ever seen that movie 1941 with Robert Stack as the commanding general of the West Coast defenses or whatever it was? You ever seen that?
Yeah, vaguely I remember that, yeah.
He has one really good line where he says, all these air raid sirens, you can't have an air raid without bombs. You can't have an insurrection without any guns, and the only gun that was used out there was used on Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah, true.
So, true. I mean...
Everybody talks about all the people killed on January 6th. I only know one person was killed as a direct result of January 6th, and that was Ashley Babbitt.
Yeah. I mean...
I totally agree. I mean, all of this, you know, I was, you know, to be perfectly honest, I was in Washington that day. I didn't go to the Capitol building, but I was at the Ellipse, and... These were peaceful people. These were not people that were there to cause problems. And the idea that Donald Trump somehow incited insurrection is absurd. Frankly, his speech was kind of a stump speech. People were getting bored.
Yeah.
I'm not a military tactician, and I'm not going to say that I understand that all that well, although I will say that if you're talking about denying infrastructure, my money says the Chinese or maybe even the North Koreans might take care of that for us first. I'm sure you've read One Second After.
I've thought about who might get in there and say, they're sort of distracted. We could go in there right now. But, I mean, yeah. They're still facing the same problem. They're still facing the same problem. The only way to come in, to insert, would be through, as far as I'm concerned, the only real viable way is to come in through the southern border a la, you know, Central America. So that means they're going to be splitting us, which means they're going to have us on both sides, which would be quite problematic. Because they're now most of the time you know what, I'll explain that when we get back. Tell everybody how to find your book.
Again, it's rulesforantiradicals.com, and the book title is Rules for Anti-Radicals: A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism, and it's basically my 28 years of tactics and how to beat leftists at their own game, not only in politics but in daily life. Rulesforantiradicals.com.
There you go. I got a copy of it right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. Nutramedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Paul Vallone, we've been discussing the dark side of things if we have to go there. Now, I want to ask you a question. After Sandy Hook, do you remember how everybody in the news was in Newtown, Connecticut for like 3 weeks after Sandy Hook?
Mm-hmm.
And every morning they would say, "Hi, it's me, Shepard Smith from Newtown." They all sounded like Eeyore there because they were so depressed. And then somebody did a poll, and they found out that 56% of America thought that that kind of thing happened all the time. And my first thought when I heard that was, "Oh, well, there's your low info voter."
Yeah.
Is that the problem we face? I mean, we got people like us that are, you know, we're out there and we like look at everything. We're like junkies when it comes to news and everything. We're like, "Yeah, I can't be without it," you know. And then on the other hand, there's a subgenre of Americana that's out there going, "You know, I just got the perfect awning for the tailgating at the college football game this week." And that's their week ramping up, getting, you know, got to get the beer, got to get the, you know, all this other stuff. And then if you're like, "Who's the president of the United States?" They're like, "Wait a minute, where's that?"
Bill, you familiar with Occam's razor?
I am so familiar with Occam's razor. I live with it daily.
Never attribute to malfeasance that which can be attributed to incompetence or something along those lines.
Right.
With the left, it's exactly the opposite. Never attribute to incompetence that which can be attributed to malfeasance. None of this stuff is an accident. They have, since critical theory was introduced in Columbia University by Marxist intellectuals in 1937, they've engaged in a multi-generational effort to take over the schools, the cultural institutions, and the media. And they have, by and large, succeeded. And so when you look at somebody who is that superficial that you were talking about, say to yourself, that's by design. That's not an accident. And I'm not saying that's a great conspiracy theory. It's just a bunch of like-minded people in who have infiltrated the educational system, because that's where they're drawn to positions like that, where they don't actually have to do anything. They can just sit there and intellectualize. And the low information voter is a product of that effort. And once again, you know, I'd love to tell you a solution is an easy thing. I will say one thing. Getting back to what you were saying earlier about, you know, potential for conflict. Now, I took a course back in college called Revolt and Political Change. It was taught by a guy who looked like the Frito Bandito. I think he thought he was a revolutionary.
All right.
And the one thing he had right was that the objective of a revolutionary is to provoke an over-response by the government that alienates its people, its own people. And now imagine if those revolutionaries were placed in positions of power in local governments, city governments, the mayor of Seattle and Portland, for example, or Chicago and New York. And imagine that those people actually tried to provoke an over-response from us in order to crack down on us, using exactly the revolutionaries' tactics. Just a thought.
Well, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying, and that's part and parcel of the problem, owning the media. Although I kind of thought, I've been thinking that a lot of America is getting red-pilled right now. I'm really thinking right now in California, where they have banned gas cars by a certain time. And 2035, and lots of people have electric cars now, and they're being told, listen, don't charge your electric car. Shouldn't that be red-pilling some of these people?
Yeah, we're all going to be Fred Flintstone, you know, running, using foot power for our cars, I guess. I don't know. I guess it is, because people are escaping California. I mean, they're now putting billboards up in L.A. to tell people that there are mass shootings going on in Texas, so don't go there, when in reality, John Lott just documented in Real Clear Politics that the larger part of mass shootings have taken place in California, the land of gun control.
Yep. Yep. The land of gun control and the land of, I don't. How do those imaginary borders work as far as keeping all that stuff out of there? I guess not. I guess they don't.
I read a novel once where it was a post-apocalyptic novel that they envisioned that California has seceded and built a wall, and people are now trying to get out of California, and we're trying to keep them from coming into the United States.
I saw that movie too. Kurt Russell was in it. Escape from L.A.
Well, there's that. It was a novel too. Dystopian novel.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, same thing.
So was the guy in charge of California at that time? Was that Cuervo Jones? The funniest part about California right now is that Newsom's family is giving Ron DeSantis money. And Newsom watches.
Are they really?
Yes, they are. And his in-laws.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, he went to Montana to stay at their house. Right? After he banned Montana to state employees, he went there to stay at their house because, you know, Montana.
I remember
Montana.
That, yeah.
Yeah. So now he's doing his very level best to make Ron DeSantis a single-term governor, which, what the governor of California. I mean, Shouldn't the FBI and the DOJ be calling him up saying, do you understand the Commerce Clause there, Brutal Cream Man? Do you understand that? You're not supposed to be doing this. You're not supposed to be Commerce Clause.
Actually, let him go. I can't think of a better endorsement for Ron DeSantis than the condemnation of Gavin Newsom.
Sometimes with my wishes, I do sit back and I hope that a savvier Donald Trump gets elected president in 2024. But I also equally would not mind Ron DeSantis being the president of the country, simply because he knows the political game and he knows how to weave in and out of that. And Trump doesn't. You know, Trump doesn't know. Trump's really good at certain things. He was very effective. He was surprisingly, he was very Reagan-esque in his outlook and everything else is great.
His policies surprised me. They shocked me. I never figured they would be that spot on.
Yeah. But if DeSantis got in there, that would be sort of like, you know, the fly that was in there with Jeff Goldblum and the fly that turned him into like that super superhuman being. That'd be like that'd be Captain Conservative goes to Washington. And I would get up there every time he spoke just to watch him speak and take questions. Maybe Jim Acosta would be brought back to CNN or something. I don't know. I don't think so. They've gotten rid of Brian Stelter, so they probably wouldn't be bringing old Jim back. We are going to run out of time before we do run out of time. And first of all, thanks for joining me on such short notice today. But before we go, tell everybody how to find you and the book.
Well, first off, thank you very much. And I want to say one thing and before we close, and that's that Joe Biden wants to call us the fascists. But I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Biden. To steal a line from the comic Pogo, we have met the fascists and they ain't us.
Oh,
okay?
There you go.
So anyways, you can find my book, Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism, at rulesforantiradicals.com. Again, rulesforantiradicals.com or on amazon.com.
Thank you, sir. I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Coming up next from the Firearm Coalition is the head of the Firearm Coalition, Jeff Knox. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.